This is episode 179 on September 29th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Welcome back, Matt. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. It is almost the end of the week, which I'm looking forward to. And I have something to review, but let's start with you. What you been up to?
Oh, geez. Since we last spoke, not a whole heck of a lot. Did manage to sneak out a little earlier this week, and I had a little fun. My car is not a Jeep or anything, but it is an all-wheel drive SUV, so I had a little bit of fun driving on some, like, two-track roads. And just did a little bit of exploring around this, like, large creek, just looking for some spots to take pictures. That was pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know, not a whole lot. Just still editing pictures from weeks ago and trying to figure out what the heck I'm doing with all these pictures.
Yeah, because you still have a backlog of images that you have to adjust.
Yeah, it's that. And then I'm, you know, periodically, like, making prints pops into my head and, you know, just backing pictures up. I'm really loving that Amazon photos service. Yes. So I use that pretty regularly. And I was looking into getting, I found an app where you can basically get framed prints sent to you. So you can pick from your camera roll, and then there's, like, a bunch of different sizes you could pick. And then you basically have, like, a bunch of different, like, frame choices and matting choices as far as, like, colors and sizes and stuff like that. And I was like, well, this is pretty neat. So I configured up a picture and got to the part where they tell you the price. And I was like, yeah, maybe this will have to wait.
How much was it?
Now I can't remember the size. It was like a 9 by 12, I think, was the size of the picture that I had kind of configured up. And it was like about $100.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so frames are always expensive.
Yeah, they are, but there's a craft store in my town. I think it's just like a local store. I don't think it's a chain, but I went in there and they have a massive selection of frames, and the pricing seemed really good. So I think that's going to be my go-to route.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to utilize this app. The description sounded good, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And I've gotten frame prints in the past when Instacanvas used to be a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was happy with that, but $100 for a 12 by 9, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, frames have always traditionally been expensive, either because they have to most of the time they have to make them pretty much custom, and because you don't want to have a bunch of frames that nobody's going to want to buy. I mean, you could go to Michael's, you could go to Walmart, you can, you know, look through what they have, but typically they're not really anything that you want to buy. Now, I've gone to Michael's and bought a bunch of frames and, you know, found something that I liked that was a reasonable price. But when you're looking at custom frames, that's where things start to go up. And yeah, I can understand. It would have to be, I mean, this would have to be something I was going to stick on my wall and have it on there for at least a decade.
yeah, without a doubt.
To make it worth it.
I just thought that that was a crazy price. Like I not too long ago, I got a print made on metal.
Oh, yeah.
On a sheet of aluminum. And I don't remember the exact size of the print. It's like 12 by 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of went all out on it. You know, it's on a sheet of aluminum. And then I got a quarter inch acrylic that goes over the top of it. And then it mounts to the wall with these four stainless steel posts. So the posts kind of stick the print off the wall by about, I don't know, 3/4 of an inch or so. So it just kind of looks like it's floating there.
Nice.
And it's super, super cool looking. And I got that for less than $100.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave in the chat room says he's putting wedding or graduation pictures only. Yeah. I would say more in the wedding category. Would something like that be $100? But I don't think a iPhone image, unless it was done properly, spending $100 on a print and a frame, I have to say, is quite steep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looked nice when I was configuring it, and I was like, oh man, this looks really good. Yeah, I think I'm going to get this. And then, I don't know. I think I'd rather put that $100 towards like a new iPhone or something.
There you go. Well, speaking of new iPhone, if you've been listening to the last few episodes, I've been pretty much on the fence with whether to buy a new DSLR or the new iPhone. And if you are in our Facebook group, you would have seen my post that I pulled the trigger on a new iPhone and got grief from Matt. But I got a new iPhone 7, and I've had it now for 24 hours. So I went to one of our offices close by. I work for a ISP, and they are an AT&T retailer. And so I get my phones through my work. And so I was like, you know what, just for giggles, I'm going to go over there and see what they have to offer and, you know, just, you know, see. And then if it's worth it, I'll talk to my wife. If not, I'll just walk away. So I went in and they said, oh yeah, we have this offer that ends Saturday, where you can come in and trade in your iPhone 6 or 6S and get the iPhone 7. And I'm like, okay, tell me more. And they said, yeah, just bring it in. And then what they'll do is they'll send you the new phone. You just have to send your old phone back to them. And the only thing you have to do is pay the tax. I'm like, okay. So I was like, all right, well, let me go talk to my wife. So I got home and I told her, I said, you know, this is what they said. And she goes, really? And she goes, I think that's worth it. I'm like, okay. So I texted Matt and Mark, and I said, yeah, I just got the iPhone 7. And I first said 16 gig, but they don't offer a 16 gig, because that's always been the joke. I've always gotten the smallest storage package that they had, whatever. And Matt and Mark have always given me grief over that, well, rightfully so. But then I texted back, no, just kidding, I got the 256 gigabyte one. And then Matt still had a reason to give me grief. Go ahead, Matt. Tell him what you said.
Well, I don't have that post in front of me, or that text exchange, but I'm pretty sure I gave you grief about getting a 7 instead of a 7 Plus.
Yes.
I just don't understand how you could not be enticed by the dual camera.
I thought about it, but I don't like carrying around a dinner plate.
Oh, it's not that big. It's really not. I thought I wouldn't like it either, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't even occur to me anymore that the 6S Plus is a big phone. Like to me, it's just a phone, and it's just fine in my pocket. It lives in my pocket like all day, every day, and sometimes I don't even notice. There's times when I think it's not there, and I like reach down to my pocket to make sure it's there. It's you messed up, man. You messed up.
Well, I will leave that in your capable hands to get the 7 Plus. But
seriously, in the next like week or two, I will be popping into my local AT&T store to kind of see how soon I could get my hands on one.
Yeah. So, needless to say, I thought about it, but I was like, nah, I'd rather pay for the extra storage than upgrade to the Plus, because I like being able to stick that thing in my pocket because I got a little side pocket on my work pants that I'm not sitting on it, and it fits just perfectly in there. And if I had gone to the 7 Plus, then I think I would have had some issues with that.
No, you wouldn't have.
But no, I got the 7, and so I started playing with it, and it's fast. It's a lot faster than the 6. So I went from a 6 to a 7. I skipped over the 6S, and I have to say I like it. The 7 right now, I have it semi-naked because unfortunately my stylus case that I had on my 6 does not fit the 7. I could force it in there, but the camera doesn't line up. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. That's going to be the toughest thing for me, I think, is like, I actually really like this stylus case.
Yeah, me too.
And I have like the little, you know how that little back piece, that round back piece that comes off, like it has a kickstand.
Yes.
Part, right? Well, I have a different one that kind of snaps in there that the kickstand part is like a vent clip
for your car. Yes, you got that new one.
Yeah. So like not being able to use that is going to kind of stink. But on the other hand, I'll have dual lenses.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'll be able to live with the trade-off.
Well, okay.
And I have other ways of mounting my phone in the car, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, I can foreseeably get the new 7 case from Stylus, and I should be able to use the lenses with it. That's, you know, supposedly. But
Stylus is working on 7 and 7 Plus cases.
Yes. Now, would they, with the 7 Plus, would they just limit it to one of the lenses as maybe the primary lens?
So, you know, I was thinking about that just recently about, you know, I think the big thing you always mentioned this whenever we would talk about the rumor of dual lenses.
Yeah.
You would always mention like, well, then you can't have accessory lenses.
Right.
But I think that Moment and Stylus will be able to figure out a way to make that happen. But the thing is, then you won't be able to use them both simultaneously. You'll right. only be able to use one or the other. So like, you know, there's already some apps out there like, I think it's ProCam 4 had an update like yesterday or today where they have this feature called 3D photo or something like that. And it uses both cameras to make this like offset picture. I really don't know a whole lot about it since I don't have an iPhone 7 7 Plus at the moment, but and it does some kind of like I forget, they call it something like a wobble gram or something like that. In any case, like you wouldn't be able to do something like that because obviously if you had an accessory lens covering one lens, the actual housing of that accessory lens will block the second lens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I still think that you probably will be able to use an accessory lens. Someone's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'm not real worried about that.
Yeah. Humans are really good at making workarounds and sort of hacking the system and being able to make things do what they were not normally meant to do. So, but it'll be interesting. I know I'm keeping an eye on stylus because, you know, I don't have to buy any lenses because I already have the lenses, but are they going to say, yes, this is going to work with it? Or would I have to somehow get a new carousel? If that does happen, I may just skip it altogether. But I am not going to carry my phone around naked much longer. I did order a case for it that'll be here Friday, which is tomorrow if you're listening live. And I will have this baby pretty much
all wrapped up.
Yep, so that nothing happens to it.
What, are you going to get an OtterBox?
No, I'm actually getting a wallet one. And it's pretty cool. I'll show it.
Nope. that's an oxymoron.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, all right. That does not exist.
I'm going to tell you who it's made by. You can look it up and then tell me if I made a mistake. Here. don't say it yet because you haven't seen it.
No, I know.
All right. It is called. It is called. Okay. So it's Urban Armor Gear.
And, okay. Yeah. I'm familiar with them.
Yep. So it's the Armor Gear Trooper Card Case. So. Look it up on Amazon. But yeah, I've been actually toying with the idea of kind of leaving my wallet and just being able to carry the bare essentials because I'm constantly taking my wallet out of my pocket because I get hot and I have to sit on it for a while and it's like I get tired of it. And typically wallets are they can give you back issues. So I'm toying with the idea.
Okay. All right. You get a pass on this.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because this kind of, it kind of fits your job.
Yeah.
Like it's beefy and rugged looking and it, someone like you should have this. I gave you a pass on that.
Thank you. I was showing my wife and she was looking for a case also. I said, how about this one? It's leather. And she goes, but it's not rugged and indestructible. And she goes, I married a man that should have a rugged iPhone case. I'm like, all right.
So which color are you going to get?
Black.
The orange one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah, I'm just messing with you. Like, I really don't care. Do what you want to do. But, yeah. It's not a man purse, so it's all good.
Yeah. So going back to stylus, I'm going to keep an eye on it. If they do, if they're able to create a case, which they should.
I got an email that said they're working on it and they're close to being done.
Yeah, their website has it on there too. So I'm going to keep an eye on it, but I may buy the new case. So, So in this weekend, I'm going to start testing out the camera. I'm going to, kind of have something to talk about next week, because so far I like it. I haven't been able to dive into it. The first thing that I noticed is that even before you log in, you know how usually when you hit the home button and it pops up, when I pull up the phone and don't even hit the home button, it sort of starts the screen.
And yeah, that's called raised wake.
Yeah, and I'm
which you can disable.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Yeah, I can tell you after the show how to do it.
Okay, good. I did notice that they have, you can swipe to the left or you can swipe to the right. When you swipe right, you get some sort of a dashboard of information. When you swipe right, you actually get the camera, which is a lot. It's a much easier gesture to bringing up your camera. So I did like that that change, but I still have a lot to look at and a lot to go through to see how the iPhone 7 compares to the 6. But the 6 will be gone soon. I gotta mail it. So that's it. I did pull the trigger on the 7, and the DSLR body will have to wait.
Well, that was a tough call you made there, but I think you probably picked the thing that you're going to get the most use out of every day.
Yes, that's true. I know there was some shock on Facebook when I made the announcement, and it was good. I'm really pleased with it so far, and I think I'm really okay. So here's the number one thing that I'm really excited about: 256 gigabytes of storage.
What are you gonna do with all that
video? I can actually shoot video and edit it and not have to worry about where I'm going to keep all the memory. You know, I don't have to take videos off of my phone. I don't have to pull them back onto the phone and try to edit them. I can do it all in the phone, and I don't have to worry about any space, losing space. So,
well, we will, I'm sure we'll find a way for you to have to worry about it.
Yeah. Greg's like 4K video. I'm like, yeah, let's start with 1080p first. And if I can master the 1080p, then I'll start getting into 4K. But
yeah, I have no interest in shooting 4K because I have nothing to watch it on.
Right. Well, that and, really, do they want to see, do I want to have 4K video of my kids doing something stupid or something funny? It's just I have to have a good reason to shoot 4K, and right now I don't. But eventually I will get there.
Yeah, you need to get out more.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, cool. Well, we don't have really a subject to talk about. The main thing I wanted to talk about was that I got the iPhone 7. So we're going to kind of keep this episode a little light. So let's go ahead and we're going to move into our post pick of the week. If I can bring it up. All right. This week it is it's Matt's turn to pick, and we had the weekly photo challenge of before and after. And So I'm going to hand it over to Matt, and he's going to tell you who our post pick of the week is. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. So, yeah, like Joe said, we did a challenge of before and after. The before being the original picture that you took with your iPhone, and the after being whatever your final image was after you edited the photo in some sort of editing app. And yeah, we had a handful of submissions, and a lot of interesting edits too. In fact, there was this is all purely subjective, of course, but a couple of them, I liked the original picture like way better. Yeah. I'm not saying that the editing's not good. It's just my personal preference, I suppose. But in looking through them, there was one that definitely caught my eye, and I think it was really just because of the colors in the picture. But it's from Bill Counts.
Nice.
And it's he captioned it Smoky Mountain Sunset from My Cabin. So first of all, I'm jealous. And he shot the picture with the iPhone 6S Plus, and then he did his edit in an app called PixArt. And I actually like both pictures. I think the original picture is great because you could actually see detail like in the cabin. You know, you could kind of see like the texture, and it looks like couch cushions or something, and a fair amount of detail in the lamp that's kind of in the center of the picture, and then there's detail in the trees that are outside and color in the sky and everything. But in that PixArt app, he kind of turned this image into more of a painting.
Almost looks like stained glass.
Yeah, it's different. It doesn't look like anything that you would do in like the Prisma app or anything. It's it's almost like watercolor meets stained glass or something. It's a pretty interesting look, and I really like what it did to that lamp. Made that lampshade like this really kind of deep red color, and I just think it looks really cool. It's like really like eye catching. So yeah, that's my pick. And
yeah,
cool.
I
wish I was there.
Yeah, well, okay, so when I posted that we're going to have the show, Bill chimed in and says, oh, I can't, because he's usually in the chat. He goes, oh, I can't be in the chat. I can't listen live because I'm in the Smoky Mountains. I'm like, oh, darn. And, he's not here to be in the chat. So he, you know, we didn't pick him because he wasn't here, but it was a good image. I like the glass with the background. Like I said, it looks like a stained glass or something like that you'd see almost in a church. And then the vignette helps to kind of focus in on the lamp. And so very cool. Very good job. All right. So now we need a weekly photo challenge for this next week. And I asked the chat room, and we got a couple responses. Dave said twisted. It could be either either the subject or, let's see, let me get it right. Let's see here. Twisted, either the object or the subject. Could be twisted, so I guess that's up to whatever you want. Or, Greg said, decisive moment. Do you have anything, Matt, that you wanted to throw in there?
No, because all my choices are bad.
All right, let me think. Tools. No,
Yeah, one of these weeks we're going to actually have to do that. Just to get it out of your system.
I like messing with Matt.
And, it may as well just be now.
Yeah. Well, do you want to?
I don't care.
Okay. All right, let's do that. We'll do tools. Sorry, Greg and Dave. I didn't mean to, you know, step all over your... Oh, Dave says, and Joe suggests Jeeps. Yeah, no, not Jeeps. I like Jeeps, but...
I could do that. I could do Jeeps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That, yeah. I'm not stooping to, you know, flatter myself, but tools would be fun because everybody, you know, thankfully doesn't do the same thing either for work, play, or, you know, whatever they do. So tools can be a wide range of whatever, and so, you know, it'll be fun to see what everybody does. So this week, yeah, Greg says he works with a bunch of tools. I think he was talking about the people. So all right, well, this week we'll do tools, even though I was joking, but we'll go ahead and do that. All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Matt?
No, not this, not right now, no.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right, you can check me out on Instagram. I am Twitter and Flickr at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Facebook, YouTube, and our Patreon by going to tinyshutter.com. And if you haven't joined our Facebook group, you're missing out. We have 499 people who have joined our Facebook group. You could be number 500. So, do join us and participate in the weekly photo challenge, and you'll see some amazing photos that people are taking. You can ask questions. There's people there that have better answers than I do. Maybe not so much Matt, but, you know, Matt has all the good answers. but also, you know, some people are talking about different apps. We'll post in there the free app that is limited time that they put out for free. And so you'll see all sorts of things coming through our Facebook group. So go to tinyshutter.com and look for the link. All right. Well, I think we have ourselves a show. So let's go ahead. And Matt, why don't you tell everybody goodbye?
All right, everybody, have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Barely.
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.